You smell the dog on me? Yeah. Okay, down boy. Down boy.
Okay.
Let me look this up in a hurry this morning.
Yeah, she said she thought she had gotten a brand inspection done since she got to Colorado. But then she said she didn't know where it was, and that's what he wanted to know. That's what I need to know. He said if there was a prior brand inspection, then he would have to go off of that one. If there was no prior brand inspection, then he could just go off of this and issue me a new one.
Is there a brand inspection if we bring one in from out of state?
Well, she said since it was not required in California when she bought the pony, which it is now, they reinstated it about a year ago.
Oh.
I thought she said she had had one done here.
Oh.
But if she didn't,
I
need to know is if she ever had one done or if she didn't. He said if she didn't have one done, he'll just go off the papers.
Yeah.
And this.
These papers here?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And I sent in the Arab papers to be transferred to my name. They haven't been transferred since 1977. I don't know how many owners she's had, but it hasn't.
Wow.
You don't remember the name of the people you bought her from, do you?
No, but then that's not unusual.
You don't ride, do you?
I don't ride, and I'm not involved. The only thing I do is...
pay the bills.
No, she pays the bills. I earn the money to pay the bills, but she... I do the hard labor. I build barns and make arenas, shovel manure. That's about it.
Well, I really like this pony. She's going to work out great here.
All right, good.
She's going to go competitive trail riding, do the novice 30-mile competitive trail
wow.
rides with an 11-year-old this
wow.
year. So this 11-year-old's horse is a little bit big for her, and she's still intimidated on him out on the trails, even though he's great. So I'm going to take him this year, and she's going to take the pony. And she had her at the Air Force Academy Sunday and just had a great time.
All right. Was on
and
a
she
trail
now
or
goes
something?
Through water just fine.
Through water?
Yes.
That's
she
great.
Goes through running water this deep, happily now.
That's great.
All the kids had to do was get her in a couple times, and she decided it was fun. She likes it. And now you don't even have to ask.
That's
she
great.
Just goes. So 17 years old, they can still learn something.
Now, how do you get on a trail ride at the Air Force Academy?
Well, they have a lot of trails there. We just trailer over there. We just
all
load
right.
the horses in a
That's
trailer
neat.
And head over. They have real pretty trails.
We just drove around. I was showing Derek. He's only here for one day.
Oh, where's he from?
He's from UC Santa Barbara, Santa Barbara, University of California, Santa Barbara.
And what's his name?
Derek.
I thought you said Derek.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
he's
back on the airplane tomorrow morning. So we
oh,
were
wow.
driving around and went to the Air Force Academy and took him over to Garden of the Gods and was hailing on us and everything. Okay, thank you. And
let's see.
She gave me two of those. Well, I guess one for you to keep and one for...
Okay. Do you want to just write on here that I've paid that $50
yes.
now?
Yes, I sure do.
And
$50
then we'll be done with it.
Paid by, how do I do this? And $50 will be paid.
Just put down $524.94. And then write paid in full, because today's
right,
$524.
Right. $24.94. Paid in full.
And then just initial it.
No, I better do that in the other one too.
Okay. I like my signature. Yeah, she's even got a boyfriend. The little Morgan Gelding has decided that's his mare herd. He's been lonesome for the last year or so since he's... Well, he's been lonesome for a long time because he's been kept alone all his life. He wasn't gelded till he was 11.
So, one of these you get to keep. How about that one?
Okay.
And I guess that's it, huh?
And then just have
no,
call
yeah.
me and let me know if she's ever had a brand inspection done on this pony since she got to Colorado, because if there's a prior brand inspection on her,
right.
then there'll be a record of it.
Okay.
And then I would need it, or need some way to look it up. It
okay.
gets kind of screwy. And they look like this, in either pink or blue, or if you have a permanent one... Let's see if I've got a permanent one here with me. I bet not.
What happened to Derek?
Yeah, I don't know. I think he wandered off.
Okay.
I sure like your daughter's new horse. She's lovely.
Oh, Fantasy?
Beautiful. Beautiful pony. Horse.
Yeah.
Now I don't have any
okay,
permanents here.
Colorado Department of Agriculture. it's State Board of Stock Inspection.
You know, it doesn't cost much to do it, but it is a law. And you leaving? Well, your horse, you wouldn't believe how good he felt when I took him out to grass this morning. He was dancing on the end of the lead rope and
arched. Because he knew where he was going.
But he did it on the way up back, too.
Oh.
He had his neck arched, and he's just like vibrating with energy.
Oh, good. Maybe I should go out and ride him now.
I guess Ooh. You should. Bye. Bye. Did you see my patio I'm putting in? Look how much it's done now.
Oh, it's a patio? I thought you were going to grass it.
No. I told you I'm going to do a flagstone patio. That's why I took out all these rocks over here. That's my roommate.
Okay.
Well, I don't know what you're going to do with the meat.
Okay. It's a law. Who's supposed to do this? The buyer or the seller or what? I don't know.
I think the seller is supposed to. Usually the seller's supposed to pay for it, but I just do it and I pay for it. It doesn't really make that much difference to me because it's only like $7 to do it.
Okay.
But if she had, I mean, it's not a big deal. I just need to know if she had one done or didn't have one done.
Okay.
Because it'll make a difference on what the brand inspector does. If she did have one done, I need to know about when if she can't find the copy so they can look it up.
Okay.
And I doubt if they're terribly computerized. Because I had this happen once before when I lost a brand inspection on a horse I'd bought, but I remembered the month that I bought it, and I happened to buy it out of the auction. It was
There's
one of my...
There's a movie sitting on the desk up there.
What is it?
The Substitute Wife.
Oh, was that any good?
It was very good.
Oh, good. You mean Farrah Fawcett has learned to act?
Well, it was funny.
Oh.
It was different. I don't know how realistic it
was. I just didn't
think
she looked the part of a Plains wife.
No.
No. Too many teeth and hair.
Bye.
Well, okay, this is what you get, and the guy hands it to you?
Yeah.
Okay. I have no idea. So I'm asking.
And I'm the agent. Let's see. This is going to go to the owner. So, yeah, the owner would have the blue copy. I was the agent on this horse. I'm not the owner.
So.
But, of course, we got him last July, so it's been almost a year. I just can't bear to bring the brand inspector out for just one horse because it's only like $7. Now, this one was 17 because he's getting a permanent brand inspection, which you can keep for as long as you own the horse.
What is a brand inspection?
What it is your only legal bill of sale for horse or cattle in the state of Colorado.
Oh.
Registration.
It's like registering a car.
Right. And
not registering, but passing title to a car.
And see, the thing is, what makes it good is if you don't have a legal brand inspection on a horse when you take him to the auction, you can't run him through the auction. They will impound the horse.
Wow.
So if somebody goes and forges a little bill of sale that looks like this and steals a horse out of my pasture and takes it to the auction, they're going to impound the horse and check it out, look for identifying marks, and not send that horse to the killers.
Okay.
That's why it's real important.
Yeah. How do you, I guess you just look it up in the phone book for
well, usually
Colorado
you
State
can,
Department of Agriculture or something.
I can never find it in the phone book. Call the vet. All the vets know the number of the brand inspector, and I have it on file, too. His name is, our current brand inspector is a real cutie. Let's see, what's his name?
Mark Zimmerman
is our current brand inspector, and he lives right here in
Brooklyn. Oh, yeah?
It's a 495 number. I had a hard time getting hold of him this time. His answering machine wasn't working.
Okay.
But he is a cutie. I mean, he models for Scheffler's magazine. Really nice looking young fellow. I don't know. I think he's got a couple kids. But very nice, polite cowboy type. And on our last, I just get used to brand inspector and they switch him on us. He was our brand inspector for years. And, I mean, he knew me real well because I'd go through 7-8 horses a year out
here.
Wow.
Well, what do you do here?
I'm an agent. I teach riding lessons, and I buy and sell, and I'm an agent.
Oh.
I'll find horses for people.
Okay.
And so,
so
I
you
act
match
as an agent.
A customer
with
a horse.
Yeah, it's sort of like a dating service. It's
yeah.
wonderful. It's really a lot of fun. Yeah.
So they know that you can do this, so they tell you, hey, I really need this kind of a horse.
Right.
So
well, most of the time it's my students. And when they're ready to buy a horse, then I look for a horse for them.
Yeah.
Like with Maiden's horse, I looked at 28 horses in 10 days before I found the one that I thought would suit her. And she's a wonderful horse. And I didn't even dicker on the price for her because I thought the price was so good.
Mm-hmm.
We paid $2,500 for her. And she was a 9-year-old Anglo Arab, about 15'3". lovely mare. She's cleaning up in competitive trail and doing reasonably well at the shows. And the mare's real cute. Takes good care of her. She hunts her. Goes out to the fox hunt and hunts her all winter.
Fox hunt?
Yeah, we hunt. But we hunt coyotes in Colorado, but we don't kill them. We just chase them.
Where's
but
it, the
we
fox
have,
hunt?
We have...
My dad does. So.
32 English foxhounds at our club.
Really?
Out,
what club is that?
It's the Bijou Springs... Bijou Hunt Club. Bijou Springs Hunt Club, I guess it's called. And it's out at Bijou Springs Ranch. We lease 20,000 acres to hunt on out there with the kennels. Costs us $12,600 a year for the lease, for the right to hunt out there and have the clubhouse and the kennels. And it belongs to... Think of his name. A real rich guy. He's got a hunting preserve on the place with elk and white-tailed deer. And
where's Bijou
He's getting
Springs?
Moose now. Oh, it's out close to Callahan.
That's
Callahan. Gorgeous country. It's like northwest, just northwest of Callahan. And it's beautiful, beautiful country. Way out there, nowhere.
Are there any trees out there? Or is it...
Yeah, we have a lot of trees. We hunt through the trees and bounce off them from time to time. We have several scars in this barn from people bouncing off of trees.
Golly, Dave.
It's
that
not...
That sounds like fun, though.
It's not a sport for the timid. You've got to be pretty brave. To do it. Or stupid. It's a sport for either the brave or the stupid.
I've never done it. My dad's done it.
The fox hunting?
Mm-hmm.
On horseback? Mm. Where at?
California. Down near...
Do you know the name of the hunt?
No, I don't know anything. Let's see. No. Oh, I know where it is. It's over near Palo Alto.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know there's a hunt out near Palo Alto. I don't know the name of
yeah.
it. Well, let me show you my barn if you're interested.
Sure.
I've been out hunting for a rake, but I found it. Oh, your brother's sitting in his car. Why is he doing that with his tape recorder sitting here?
I don't know. He's just recording conversations, so we'll just keep it going there. They're not for content. They're doing it for linguistic purposes. They're making a massive database.
Come on, dogs, come on.
Come on.
That's good. That's enough.
Okay.
Two dogs is enough. Ask him if he'd like to come see the barn.
Good. You want to see the barn? Let me give you this.
Oh, just take things from here. Yeah. So you got a new barn or an old barn?
He got me for
I can't imagine that dog weighing 72 pounds.
72.
And now he's
had a lot of rest.
He was. Oh, you could see his hips, every bone in his spine.
So what was happening then?
Well, he had real bad diarrhea, and he hadn't been fed properly, and he didn't have the right nutrition, so hopefully he won't get to the size he should. Hopefully he's almost full grown.
Yeah.
Because male Great Danes can get up and 177. And I don't want to get that. Hi, Hap. That's Hap. One of those
ones.
Yeah. It's a border. I now also he boards him. I board
oh.
him. Yeah. I only own five of them now, and two of them are somewhere else. My mare is not down.
What is that?
It's a granary. It holds about 4,000 pounds of grain.
Oh.
And I have.
I've never seen anybody have one of those at a barn.
Well, I feed between 20 and 25 horses all year round. So I can't buy it by the sack. I
yeah,
go
trucks
through.
Come out here.
Yeah, I go through about 300 pounds a day.
Oh man!
I go through 10.
Incredible.
10 to 12 tons of hay a month. Roughly $10,000 to $12,000 a year of hay.
You must have been hurting this last season, huh?
No, actually, my hay supplier was really good.
How did you do that? I mean,
I've been buying hay.
Everybody.
I've been buying hay from Bartlett's for 6 years now. And I'm not as big as Testament, but
We had been real steady and real loyal, and I referred him to a lot of people. And
we had a shortage of hay this year because of it was the floods out.
But see, he knows how much he buys a lot of hay. He's a broker, and he buys hay. And actually, I usually get the Wyoming hay, and it got ruined in the rain. So I was getting Westcliff hay, which I don't think is quite as good. It's good, but not quite as good. But he kept my hay price down to $125 a ton,
which is
all winter, delivered and stacked.
Wow,
which is really good.
What does that boil down to per?
Well, he was selling it to other people that came and picked it up for $165 a ton. But I get 22 to 25 tons at a time. He just brings the semi-load in here.
Correct. What does that boil down to per bale? You know?
No, it's roughly anywhere from 28 to 30 bales per ton. But I always buy by the ton because then I know how much feed I have. Yeah. You know, when you buy this much, you can't go by the bale.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Kind of silly.
Yeah.
See, there's Sheba.
Hey, Sheba.
Come here, girl. Are you sleepy? And that's her boyfriend, Beamer. He's so happy. He thinks he has a whole mare herd now to protect. She's been in high heat the last couple of days. He thinks that's wonderful.
Sheba's been in heat?
Oh, yeah. See what she's doing? She's squirting on him.
Oh,
miserable.
Yuck.
He likes it. This one's in heat, too, and he won't pay any attention to her, and she's really frustrated. His poor mare, she's been off her feet for 2 days because Beamer rushes the fence and bares his teeth and pins his ears at her because he doesn't want her to get next to his mare. He keeps himself between his mare and that one who might threaten his mare herd. He's really a funny character. I give lessons on him, too. He's privately owned, but his owner doesn't ride him much, and he's real gentle. He was shown out in California. He rides Western English and drives. He pulls
wow.
a cart. And he's just as cute as can be. He's a little Morgan.
They're identical color, aren't they?
Uh-huh. And she's just sure that this one's going to be it. Actually, he's doing better than my stallion. My stallion can't get it figured out. He's only three. And we tried breeding him in there the other day, and she was going out of heat, wasn't very strong, and he was just a lot more interested in the gelding next year, and I said, this is what I need, is a gray stallion.
Okay,
oh, I said, well, that way at least I don't have to worry about gelding, and they'll keep this pretty coat, you know, we just won't worry about him. And he's real even-tempered, but we just had his first foal. He did manage to breed my old mare last year, but she's really experienced, and I just turned him out to pasture together for 3 days. And she was patient. But then he fell in love with her, and it was, he only wanted one mare. He didn't look at any of the others last year, so we didn't get anybody else bred last year. But two is a little young to be asking anything. Watch this now. Watch him rush in. Rush in. See, and her buddy, the reason she's here, this black mare, she's here for boarding training. She hadn't been ridden in 5 years. And her pal of 10 years had to be put down a few weeks ago. Just was so crippled up and old and suffering, and she didn't want to keep the mare at home after they put the other horse down because she figured she'd get frantic. So she came here to have more friends, to make friends.
Yeah.
Well, these
so
are.
So what did you do to your arena?
Well, last year I put in a whole new ring. I spent about $3,000 leveling it because it wasn't quite level. I'd had it leveled when I moved here, but it really wasn't level.
Mm-hmm.
And the sand that I had in it, there was natural sand in it when I bought the place. It had all washed down the road, and I think Kettle Creek scooped it up and put it in their ring. So it was hard as a rock, and it kept washing out, and it was terrible, and like riding on asphalt. So I had...
Oh, you were probably down to the hard pack.
I was down to clay. Mm. And I had Havens come out and with a bulldozer, and he leveled the whole thing. He took a whole bunch out of this corner, you can see, and put it down in that corner. And it just was a lot nicer. And then I had 300 tons of sand brought in spread. It was great in the winter time when it was all frozen and I had this much soft stuff on top, but when it thawed we couldn't ride in it. It was this deep.
Oh,
it was horrid, and the horses
much.
Have had a hard time. So today, finally, it's been dry enough for Tad to come out and take the rest of the sand off, and I sold it.
Oh, he was taking it out.
He was taking
it
out.
I saw the big dump truck.
Yeah, well, that was Havens was taking it out, Orville Havens, and his son, which I can't remember his name, starts with an L. Lenny or something.
Lenny. He
was taking it to one of my students who lives on the road behind me, who put in a ring but didn't have any sand yet.
Okay.
So she got a great deal. She got about a third of my sand that I paid $1,200 or $1,300 for delivered And she got about a third of it for about $250.
Hey, that's good.
And so it was a lot cheaper than if she'd bought it, because I only charged her a buck a ton, which is what I paid for it, but then I had to pay a lot more to have it hauled in.
Yeah.
The hauling is what costs much.
So, my arena isn't very level.
Well, it cost her a lot less to level hers, but it wasn't as big as mine or as unlevel. This is my tractor. It's masquerading as a Isuzu, but it really is my tractor.
Logging Meadows.
I can't even look at that. I haven't seen him for a while. I think he quit. He didn't tell me. That's my roommate. One of my roommate's horses is here. He's hiding. And then this is the field. This is what we call the witch field. The mares live out there. They get turned out there during the day. And then that's the gelding field. And my stallion lives out with the geldings. And Bruce stands here half the day wanting to come in. And then after he goes in, he wants to go out. He's like a lot of people's children in the winter.
The mare field and the gelding field.
And the chestnut, you see a dark gray on this side, and then a chestnut with his tail to us?
Yeah.
The chestnut is my stallion. And he's just as mellow as... He's mellower than most geldings. He's a sweetheart. And the mare and baby are up the road, half mile. If you go through the gatepost where it says Stray Winds 2, and just go through there and look to your left, there's a pasture, and I've got the mare and baby up there in a 7-acre pasture. And we've got, right now we're down to 20 horses here, which is great. And then my roommate's old horse is going out to pasture the first of the month, too. He's had a real rough year. He had cancer, and he lost one eye, and the other eye's going blind, and this will probably be his last summer, and she's not riding him a whole lot, but he's still pretty happy. So we'll put him out to pasture and let him eat grass for a summer and see how he is in the fall. And if he's looks like he's going to lose the sight in the other eye totally, we'll put him down in the fall. I'm not going to let him wander around blind. It's not fair to him. He's been a grand horse. But none of ours go to the killers at the end of their life.
Where do they go?
They get put down and either buried or just hopped off. But we put them down at home. I don't put them through going out to the sale and being manhandled and stuck in semi-trucks and scared to death at the end of their lives. I just don't believe in that. It's probably why I'll always be poor. But I do a lot of horse rescue. I've bought a lot from the killers. In fact, this black horse of my roommate's came from, he was going to the killers 4 years ago. Not this one, the one that is blind now. And he was considered a killer and unmanaged. He's been perfectly lovely. I give the little kids lessons on him. So I've had him 4 years. Sold him to my roommate a couple years ago. It was her second horse. And they've cleaned up in competitive trail and just had a great time and fox hunted him. And he's just a real game. He's a purebred Arabian, all black. And he's just great. And none of us saved from the killers 3 years ago. A light chestnut with a blonde tail swishing at us.
Yeah.
He's a Mustang. He was 4 years old going to the killers out at Calhan. He was way down on the sales list, and he was pretty spooky. So I had 8 horses at the time, so I made one of my customers buy him. I said, he's going to make a wonderful hunt horse when he gets broke. And he did. And he's absolutely lovely, and he now belongs to a 16-year-old girl who competes in a hunter jumper, nay track, and she hunts him.
That's
and
great.
She does dressage on him, and he jumps great. He does dressage. He does everything you ask him to do except drive. We tried driving him.
Driving as in loading him?
Driving him with a cart.
Oh, with a cart. I mean, making him pull a wagon.
Yes, making
him
pull a cart.
Okay.
Well, we did all the groundwork. This horse was doing great on the ground. We'd harnessed him. We'd been doing it for 2 years. You know, let's break this horse to drive because he's part Belgian. He's pretty cute. He's about a quarter Belgian, and he came from around Reno, Nevada. And so we did all the groundwork, just had a great time with him. And I had this guy come out that drives Belgians, and he was going to put in fence posts, but the ground was too frozen. So he said, well, I don't have anything else to do. And I told him about this horse. He said, let me see this horse. And he had Belgians. He said, wow, he does look like a baby Belgian. He's real cute. And he asked me what I'd done to him. And I said, well, we've done all this groundwork. We've drug a drag with him, and he's doing really good. So he put the harness on, checked it all out for me, because I don't know as that much about it, which is why I'd never hooked him to a cart. We just played on the ground. And he said, well, everything's good here. And he drove him around, put the drag on him, said, oh, this horse is ready to drive. I said, are you sure? I said, when this horse spooks, it's a pretty tremendous spook. I said, and you don't want him to spook. He said, nah, he's going to be just fine. He hooked him to the cart.
He got in, told me to let go. I stepped back 2 steps. The horse took 2 steps, bucked, kicked the guy out of the cart, took off. The barn door was open. This used to be set up a little differently. This fence went straight across, and this was one big field. And I had a different gate because he destroyed it. He came out the end of the barn, jumped a 4.5-foot gate. The cart, of course, smashed the gate. And he went tearing around this whole field with all the other horses in here for probably 10 minutes, and he jumped.
With paraphernalia, probably straps hanging to him.
No,
right?
The cart was still attached. The cart was still
attached.
The car
went through the gate?
The cart went through the gate and knocked the gate flat. It was one of the aluminum type gates, like that little one, only it was the big one.
Yeah.
And it was flat. It was mushed. That's why I had to get a new gate. And, well, I've replaced fences since then. But he went tearing around, scared all the other horses to death, and there was a section down there which used to be a part of a fence. You can see it. See the part that it just makes kind of an upside-down U?
Yeah.
He jumped that with the cart, too, and knocked it over. I mean, he cleared it, but the cart knocked it over and sent that all flying. And finally, the cart's wheels got smashed enough that it just wasn't dragging too well anymore, and he was dragging dead weight, and he stopped up on top of this hill. And I was going, holy cow. And in the meantime, I had a little mini about this big that was out there, and he got trampled by the other horses. He was okay. He was on Butte for a couple days. And he liked it. Real strange. Give me my Butte. All other horses hate it. But he got trampled. He had hoof prints on his shoulder and ribs. And another horse was permanently lame after that. He was borderline lame anyway. He was doing walk trot, and that's all, an old lame Appaloosa. But he broke a bone in his foot. He made a sharp turn on the hill and just... He broke off a piece of his side bone, so he's retired totally now, just getting fat and not working.
Mm.
And but
so much for
I walked up
carts.
There, and hoping he wouldn't run over me with what was left of the cart. And I took a knife with me, and I didn't have to use it. I was able to just unhook everything pretty quick and let him out of the shafts. And the only injury he had, and part of the time the shafts, and it's a metal cart, the shaft was under his belly and in between his front legs, and I thought he's going to tear himself apart. Not a mark on his hind legs. He had a puncture wound on the back of his forearm. Small, tiny puncture wound, but it swelled up like that. He did a lot of bruising and muscle damage. And the vet happened to be out. I think he came out about an hour later, and I showed him what had happened. He said, yeah, he'll be out for 6 weeks, which was the rest of the hunt season. He hunted 2 weekends later and was never, ever lame. Never lame. He's really tough. And for 3 weeks after that, when I take the hay cart out to feed the horses, they'd all run and scare and spook. It sounded just like that pony cart.
I'll
when do you need
what,
to go?
Get
I don't need...
Carts.
Oh! Shoot. I need to go now.
Okay. I'm just going to put this away. I'll just ride Kanso tomorrow.
Okay.
I can stay after the lesson and work something.
All right. God, I didn't know it was so late, but I have to go.
Okay.
That's right. Anyway, this is my barn.
This
I have
is her barn
down here. These are the turnouts. There's only 5.5 acres, but it's pretty well arranged.
I'm her slave.
This is my slave.
You're
for
her
the
slave.
Summer.
All right. That's good.
There's a tack room. Oh, you did great, slave.
Did
it looks
wow.
Wonderful.
You did that.
My name is.
It's
not really
slave. All right.
This
that looks nice.
Look,
my
this
wife
is, and this is
hi.
This is Katie's husband that I bought the pony from.
Oh, okay. She's looking good.
Wow, my wife wants one of you.
I have two, but I can't. I have
three.
And I can't spare them. I forgot. There's another pack in that side.
Well,
and
no,
this is,
it wouldn't look right if this left.
I'm gonna.
Yeah, they're only about $12 a piece.
We have a triple rack. I haven't hooked it up yet since we moved.
If you want me
it's
to do that lesson schedule for you,
yeah, maybe
I'll
you can do that. I really need a keeper. I need an organizer to keep me straight. It's awful in the summer. I get terrible. This is the other track room. It doesn't look quite as nice. Elaine's mess is still a mess in here. But I'm going to get her tack trunk of some kind for her birthday.
This rubber bit right here is a Hansel's bridle.
This is a real barn. Our barn isn't. This is
how many horses do you have?
Two.
Yeah.
Well, I bought this place
sure.
for the barn and the
yeah.
location, not yeah. for the house. The house is a piece of garbage, but, you know, I'm getting attached to it.
The
only
inside is starting
well
to look
well
nice because you're decorating
work, though.
Hmm? It's starting to look nice on the inside.
Is it? Do you have enough time to run me by the vet clinic before we go pick up my truck? Because they close at 5:30. Okay. And I've got to give Sheba her shots and he ordered the vaccine. Look, look. Yeah, I know. It's right in. Yeah, okay, try that. I'll be back shortly.